Search and rescue by boat and by air. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. First responders in Florida have a long list of people to evacuate. Many of them lost just about everything when Hurricane Ian filled their homes with water.
According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, just yesterday, 600 to 700 rescues were made. The sheriff is also reporting about 35 deaths in this county alone.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, hundreds of thousands are still without power, and in some areas, access to clean water is limited. The government also criticized for not evacuating people soon enough.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we prepositioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News Sunday. A high-profile trial is set to start in the Midwest.
Last November, a man drove through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing six and injuring dozens more. Prosecutors say Darryl Brooks was behind the wheel of that Ford Escape and have charged him with six counts of murder, among numerous other offenses. His trial is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection alone could take a month. Legal experts say the case against Brooks is a slam dunk. But last month, that all changed when Judge Jennifer Doro ruled that Darryl Brooks could represent himself. That, says Tom Grieve, a criminal defense attorney from Madison, could prove to be challenging for witnesses.
Fox's Karen McHugh. Psychologists say Brooks suffers from a personality disorder but is competent to stand trial. Also heading to trial, five members of the Oath Keepers militia. They face multiple charges, including seditious conspiracy related to last year's Capitol riot. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Gunfire in Chicago has shattered another family. Police say a three-year-old boy was shot and killed Friday night during a road rage incident. The child was shot in the head while riding in his mother's SUV. His three siblings were unharmed. Authorities are looking for a red vehicle, either a Dodge Charger or a Ford Mustang. They say someone in the back seat fired the deadly shot. A community in Los Angeles is reeling after a mother is killed in front of her children.
This is a heartbreaking story. The sheriff's department says the mom was stabbed to death by her boyfriend, who is now on the run, and her five children are now orphans, afraid for their safety. In this East Los Angeles neighborhood, a memorial now sits outside of a house where a loving mother was brutally murdered. Flowers, candles, and a photo of Milagros Angelica Medina fill the space.
Reporter Coco McAvoy with Fox 11. Six more buses packed with migrants have rolled into New York City from Texas. Yesterday, five buses showed up, most from El Paso. Sending presents through the Postal Service to faraway family members over the holidays will cost us more.
The governors of the Postal Service approved of the holiday price increases in August, saying they believe this will bring prices for the Postal Service's commercial and retail customers in line with competitive practices. Priority mail increases range from 95 cents to $6.45 for retail customers. First class packages, Parcel Select Ground and USPS Retail Ground will see increases ranging from 30 cents to $5.85. Around the time the Postal Service governors approved the increase, the Postmaster General said projected long-term budget losses had been brought down from $160 billion to between $60 and $70 billion.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.